This is TWiT.
We reported to you Friday about the NSA and GCHQ's ability to monitor much of the world's mobile phone activity by hacking a European SIM card maker called Gemalto, which makes about 2 billion SIM cards a year. But now the company is saying that the security threat isn't quite what it seems. Stephen Shanklin is a senior writer for CNET News and joins us now from Paris. Welcome to you, Stephen Shanklin.
Thanks very much for having me on the show.
Thank you so much for being here. You're always a great guest. Now, did the NSA and GCHQ give themselves the ability to monitor all phone calls taking place through Gemalto SIM cards, or did something else actually happen? What happened there?
In Gemalto's view, no, they did not. So they had a lot of downplaying to do today at Gemalto. The CEO was on stage at a very well-attended press conference in Paris. A lot of curiosity about this particular case. And basically what Gemalto said was the attacks likely did take place from the National Security Agency in the United States and government communications headquarters in the UK, but there was no way that it could have resulted in a large-scale theft of SIM card encryption keys. So the SIM cards are these little pieces of plastic that fit into your phone. They've got a little chip on there that's used to identify the phone on the network, to authenticate it on the network so you don't have to type in a password. And they're also used in encryption so that your voice communications and your data communications are encrypted. Basically, what Gemalto said was it's possible that some keys were stolen, but it would be a limited number. If you did steal them, you couldn't do mass surveillance of lots of cell phones. And if you did, it would only work with old 2G networks. It wouldn't work with 3G networks or 4G networks. So basically, they said, yes, the spy agencies probably did try to hack them, but the severity of any of those attacks was pretty low.
Hey, Stephen, did Gemalto drop any hints in terms of other SIM card makers potentially being targeted here? What's the story there?
They did not point any fingers, but they did say that some of the evidence that The Intercept pointed to last week from the Edward Snowden leaked documents said that, you know, there were various carriers involved and various countries involved. And some of those carriers, Gemalto has no relationship with. So it's clear that some of the keys could not have been obtained from Gemalto. For example, there was one in Somalia that had 300,000 encryption keys allegedly stolen. Gemalto doesn't sell any SIM cards to Somalia, so it couldn't have been them. So clearly, it's possible that there are other SIM card vendors that could be in the loop, or it could also be that there were other sources of attack.
Now, a leaked slide from the UK's GCHQ said that they had, quote, successfully implanted several machines and believe we have their entire network, unquote. They're referring to Gemalto's network. First of all, was that true or not? I mean, is that an accurate thing that whoever was making this presentation was saying there? And second of all, do you see this as yet another case where the NSA and also in this case the GCHQ has it the worst of all possible scenarios? On the one hand, the public is unhappy with them because it thinks that they are listening to every single call through this hack. On the other hand, they're not actually listening to every single call. They have the bad reputation without the benefits of having done the thing that the bad reputation suggests that they've done. So you see this across the board with these Snowden revelations, and it seems to me like there's tons and tons of bragging. And a lot of this information coming from Snowden is a lot of bragging internally. But in this case, particularly with this particular claim from the GCHQ, do you think that that slide was accurate or not accurate?
Well, I don't, of course, have any inside information about what the NSA actually did, and the GCHQ, by the way. That slide was from the GCHQ. Gemalto says that it was bogus. They did not get access to the internal networks. So they said they did detect two very sophisticated attacks in 2010 and 2011, but it detected them and it thwarted them. One of them was an attack on a French division of Gemalto. And they said they detected that. It was sophisticated, but it didn't work. And the other one was a spoofed email allegedly from Gemalto, not actually from Gemalto, but pretending to be from Gemalto, to one of Gemalto's customers. And that had a malicious attachment. So if somebody had opened that attachment, it would have downloaded some malware and, you know, tried to attack a system. They detected that too. Now, it's quite possible that there were other attacks that they did not detect. But that's the first point. The second point is these attacks were on the relatively public internet accessible network that Gemalto uses. And they say they have their network is partitioned into separate sections. And the section that is involved with SIM card encryption keys is totally separate. So even if you were to hack that network, you wouldn't get access. In response to your second question, yes, certainly the NSA and the GCHQ are getting kind of dragged through the mud here. There's a lot of bad PR for them invading people's privacy and overreaching. But I think, you know, I think it kind of on average it balances out, because although there might be some bragging here, there might be some PowerPoint that is not entirely accurate. Heaven knows I've seen a lot of PowerPoint in my career and not all of it is 100% true. There's a lot of marketing hype out there, and I'm sure that NSA is not immune to it. But so you know, they probably get a worse rap than they ought to get in some cases. But on the other hand, they definitely are being very aggressive. And this particular program shows that regardless of their success rate with Gemalto and other SIM card makers and other carriers, they certainly tried very hard to use this avenue of attack. And you know, the more successful they were, the easier they would, an easier time they would have bypassing whatever judicially approved, judicially authorized mechanisms like search warrants, the easier time they would have bypassing those mechanisms. So, you know, I think kind of on average, it's a wash for them.
Well, it appears that they have done some damage to the United States technology sector. We learned yesterday that the Chinese government has stopped buying from a range of companies because of, they claim, NSA, fear of NSA spying, and those include Cisco, Apple, and others. And so there is potentially some damage there, it appears.